Now, you're all saying, we're tired. And you have to look at my slides from vacation. Well, it's kind of like that. But what I wanted to share with you, we thought we'd have a plenary at the beginning of the day and then one at the end of the day so that we're all kind of leaving together. So at the end here, I would like to share some slides of our trip overseas to England and Latvia and Russia, and not just to show you pictures of things, but to help us all understand what I learned on that trip, and that is there's similar sins around when it comes to life, but there's a lot of similar saints, folks, that are out there as well. And every place, of course, it's the same Savior. And I know many of you have traveled overseas much more than I have in Europe and so forth. And so it's really not to intend to be a travelogue, but I just wanted to introduce you to some of the saints that I found and some of the sins. My first stop was in London, and a little bit north of London is St. Andrew's Ruslip. Pastor Kurt Van Fossen was there, and I was able to preach at services there. I don't recommend flying all night, arriving at 8 o'clock London time, and then preaching at 11 o'clock. But the Holy Spirit helped us, and we got us through. And what was interesting here is that it was a relatively small congregation, probably 50 people were in attendance. And afterwards, remember we're in London now, okay? Afterwards, they had tea. Yes, they had tea. And it was just designed to, visit, Q&A with me, the American guy, guy from the States, come and talk to him. And we did, and it was great. And we were eating tea and these little cookies, and I looked at my watch. Pretty soon it was almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we were still visiting and talking. And during that time, one woman who'd had an abortion identified herself to me, and one woman who was involved in assisting and performing abortions in her past identified herself to me. And so we saw similar sins there. And then they all testified to our similar Savior for the healing that they had received for what they had done. So I wasn't giving them much, but boy, I learned a lot there and got a lot from that testimony of those women. And then, of course, got to do a little sightseeing. Pastor Van Vossen took me down, and we did some of the sights. My favorite one was St. Paul's Cathedral. We went to Evensong there, and just marvelous acoustics and antiphonal choirs, and it was great. I truly loved it there. The next day, I stopped in at the Society for the Protection of Unborn Children that's in downtown London. And they're the counterpart of our Right to Life, our national Right to Life. They're the oldest pro-life group around. They've been in existence for a long, long time. And John Smeaton is their director. He wasn't there. He was in Scotland doing some speaking at the time, but I got to meet some of his staff. They do really good work, and Lowell uses some of his writings and quotes once in a while in Life Date. So we thought as long as I was there, it would be good to stop in and meet these saints who are at work dealing with the sins that they have to deal with. I remember when Pastor Van Fossen picked me up at the airport, and we were driving away on the wrong side of the road, and that's scary. That's kind of scary when you're riding with somebody. And one of the first things he said, he says, "Well, welcome to my pagan country." And it is. And it's a pagan country. And we think it's bad here, he said. It's much worse there. And so the saints there are really called to take a stand in very difficult situations at times. Then from London up to Cambridge, to Westfield House, which is a Lutheran study house, if you would. And Lutheran folks from all around come to study there and learn there. And this is some place that Lowell has been trying to get me to for a long time. And so we made a call to their preceptor, Dr. Quirk, and he welcomed me to come and talk to the students there. And so I arrived at arrived by train 10 minutes to 2, and I came in and kind of got my bearings, and someone was helping me, and then I saw Dr. Quirk in the hallway, and he came to greet me, and I said, I can't remember when I'm supposed to speak, and he said, 2 o'clock. So we went in, and it wasn't really speaking. We went into the nice library there, and then the students came down, and we talked, and I shared Lutherans for Life and our gospel approach, and that's what they really resonated to, was our gospel approach to these issues, and the need for us in the church to address them that way. And it was great. Here are some of the students. I won't have time to go all through. I won't take the time to do that. But there are 7 countries represented there in those students. And every single one of these students affirmed life and the importance for all of us to be affirming life. And it was neat. It was a great experience that evening. When we got back, we went to King's College. We'll go there in a minute. But when we got back, I went down to the lounge area in his little kitchen off there. And I could get access to the internet there. So I was just kind of working away. And they started wandering down. You know, young these people used to stay up late, you know. And they were talking with each other. And it was just fascinating to listen. They were comparing nuances of their languages, you know, with one another. And these are brilliant kids. Not just anybody strolls into West Buildhouse, you understand. And it's just fascinating to sit there and just soak that all in. You know. And then we did go to King's College for Evensong there. Some of you maybe have been there, or you know, this is where they broadcast that Christmas Eve service every year. It's from King's College that you maybe they broadcast it worldwide. And the acoustics, there was no sound system used. There were no lights used at this service. Everything was candles and just the acoustics. A gentleman went along after we were into our pews, which are kind of a long, this is like the narthex, you know, or the sanctuary. It's just long. And we sit on the side. A gentleman comes by in a very soft voice says, we want you to turn off your cell phones. Don't just put them on vibrate, because the acoustics here will pick up your vibrating cell phone. And he was right. And they had antiphonal choirs. They had a children's choir on one side and an adult choir on the other side, and they did that. Beautiful organ. They had a lectern. It was about this big. And you had to walk up steps, and had a giant Bible on this side, you know. And then there was identical one over there, so they had the first reading. And then when the next person got up to do the readings, they just whirled it around, and then the Bible was set there for the next one. And there's nothing like hearing the King James Version read in true English, with echoing through the. It was great. I enjoyed it. And on the way back, we walked there from King's College. It's a little over a mile. We stopped at the Pickerel Inn. And the Pickerel Inn is where C.S. Lewis used to hang out when he was in Cambridge, and this is where he met up with Tolkien. And these two guys commiserated there at the Pickerel Inn. And studying at Westfield House was this guy back over here, Dr. Joel Heck. He's kind of like the Lutheran authority on C.S. Lewis. So we're sitting there with these students enjoying adult beverages. And... Well, I was looking for a good English ale. I didn't find one in London at all. It was a surprise in London. But I found a porter here. It was an English porter. It was really good. Anyway, but Joel was, so he was sitting there, and he was pointing up, you know, where Lewis probably sat, and he just, it was amazing just to soak all this in. It's a great, great time. So then they got me on a train again, and went from... there to Latvia, landed in Riga. This is Latvia, landed in Riga, Latvia there. And I was picked up by Gunta Erbe. You can, I will You will be able to understand her very quickly when I tell you she is the Jean Garten of Latvia. Right? She was the founder, starter of Lutherans for Life Latvia 11 years ago now. And that's what precipitated this trip over there. It was their 10th anniversary last fall. And I was asked to come over with Don Richmond. We'll meet him in a minute. To speak at their conference. So that's what kind of started this all. And then we tacked on all these other trips to it while we were over there. Wonderful gal. And I stayed here in Saldus, Latvia, St. Gregor's Mission School. So I got Norwegian, old Norwegian mission school, missionaries that had come there. Here was my room. This was my bedroom over here, and this is my office over there on the other side. And this was in the fall. This was in October, and they hadn't turned the heat on yet. I never went any place in my whole trip where they had heat on. They had heat, but just hadn't turned on yet. So that was fine. So we stayed there, and then the next day, after I got there and got settled in, before I did anything at the mission school, this pastor, Jars Freiman, invited me to come to his church in Pickerel, and that was about a 2.5-hour drive, almost to the sea, didn't quite get to the sea, and a very, very interesting church. And he had a group of ladies that met in a Bible study, and he wanted me to visit with them. So we did the value of life, the handiwork of God, created, redeemed, called with these women. And as you can see, they enjoyed the fetal models just as much as the children do. And we're fascinated by that. And so we had a great time. And that was the first time I had to speak then through Gunta, who was my translator. So it was the first time that I spoke through her. And we learned something. We were reading like Psalm 139, and knit together in our mother's womb. And she just kind of paused there. She said that the whole idea of in Latvian language, knit, there's not really a counterpart to that. But, so we worked through that a little bit and laughed and had fun doing that. The church building was quite incredible. Had these spiral stairways that went right up into the steeple of the church. And here's the pulpit. But along on the steeple in Latvia, there are not crosses, there are roosters. What is a rooster? What's the symbolism? I hear you mumbling, but anyways. Direction? Okay. Weather vane? What? Morning. What comes up in the morning? Resurrection. Yeah. The rooster signals the morning. The rising of the sun. The rising of the sun. So it's a symbol of the resurrection for the Latvians. And so that's what you see on churches. And as I said, when you go up inside the steeple, it's like a museum there. Along the walls they have pictures. And this particular, it's really hard for you to see here on this, but this is a picture of this, of the building after the Germans, when the Germans would take over the churches when they invaded Latvia. And then when the Russians came, they blew up steeples in churches so they couldn't be used for lookout posts or sniper places. So they blew up a lot of the steeples. So this is a picture of the steeple when it was blown up. And they repaired this church. They repaired the church and got it back. That was a lot of fun. All right, then back to Saldus, to St. Gregor's Mission School. This is Don Richmond. Don is our international representative for Lutherans for Life. Don is with Eastern European missions, and he travels in Eastern Europe frequently. And he's been doing it for years and years. And he's not just a missionary of the gospel. He's a missionary of the gospel of life. And every place he goes, he shares a for life message. And that's one of the reasons Lutherans for Life of Latvia got started 10 years ago. He lit that spark there, and he's lighting that spark in other areas as well. He's trying to get me to go with him to Poland next. So he's been stirring things up there, and we look forward to that. So Don, whenever he's there, he teaches classes then at St. Gregor's Mission School, and he was going through a crash course in Galatians, and I was able then to take part of that course, and we just went through Galatians and picked out verses that focus on the value of life and forgiveness, and it was great. It was very easy to do. You know, finding life in the Bible is not hard. Maybe you've noticed that. And so I got to speak to the students there, and during the class, one woman raised her hand and identified herself as someone who had an abortion in her past. And we talked in the class a bit about that, and we were right in the forgiveness that God has for us in Christ, and so we were able to share that, and she understood that. Afterwards, Don, he's a great pastor, and he took her aside, and he said, "Can we just talk privately about that a little bit?" And took her aside, and in that conversation, found out she'd actually had four abortions. So he dealt pastorally with that. And then all the young people who are staff at St. Gregor's Mission School, they have a mission all their own. They just do this on their own. There's a facility that houses abused children. 90% are sexually abused. And they go to this place where like a foster home. And stay there. And so they have a ministry. They go out there, and it's like a mini VBS. You know, they go out after work. It's in the evening. They go and they have a meal with them, and they do fun things. They were doing a face painting while one of the things they did. And I wasn't allowed to take pictures of anybody's faces while we were there. And so it was just a great time. And then they sat around, told Bible stories, and talked. And then I got to talk to them about babies and babies growing up inside the womb, and we just had a great time, and there was one little boy. I wish I had a guy's picture, but I wasn't there for, well, we ate with them, and then I started walking into this area where we're going to be, and he just kind of attached himself to my leg. And he just kind of walked around, you know. I couldn't take him home, but it would have been. All right, then now to Riga. Here was the main event, so to speak, of the trip was this life conference in Riga, Latvia. And I got to meet Archbishop Janis Vanagas. He's the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Latvia. And busy man. His churches are spread, you know, miles, hundreds of miles all over. And but very solidly life-affirming church leader. And then these are just this pictures of the conference. Here's Don. There were lots of people who had opportunities to speak, and Don and I were kind of back in a corner with our translator, and because she was translating, of course, what other people were saying. And this little girl was back there with her mom, and she was a very nice little girl, but you know, she was just kind of playing around and having a good time quietly. And when Don went up to speak, he said, "Would you like to come with me?" And so he leads her up there by hand and puts her up on the table and talked about the preciousness of children, you know. I was like, that's pretty cool, pretty cool. And then I met there this couple, Eve and Janis Dikantis. He is now my counterpart of Lutherans for Life Latvia. The Gunta and Martins Erbe moved back to the States. They're actually Americans. They were born here, lived in a Latvian community, and thus their names, but they're fluent in both languages. But they're back in the States now, and they had a transition plan, and this young man, who's also a seminary student in a Lutheran seminary, is now doing, trying to develop Lutherans for Life, more so. And he is... He and I visited after this. We went back to the apartment we were staying, and we visited. His English is pretty good, and he just everything I said about like the concept of getting congregations on board is the importance of the church, and you know he was already had a plan to do that, and finding people within the church, a life team idea or a life coordinator idea. You know, it was just like, wow, we think the same. You know, ever meet with someone and. And he said, well, you know, you just kind of click, you just kind of mesh. And Janis and I really, really did. And so he's doing a great job. And we We used some funds to support him in the first part, because he didn't want to have to work. He just wanted to do this full time. And so I said, I think I can get you some funds. And here I knew, and I had a man of integrity, a man of God of integrity, because he said, well, we'll receive part of those funds this year, but no more. We need to be able to support ourselves, not depend upon the states to do this. And so we sent $400 because Don was over there just a while ago, wanted him to go to a conference with him in Russia, because he also speaks Russian, Giannis, and needed transportation money. So we sent him $400 so he could do that. And we got great reports back from his presentation in Russia. It was wonderful. And they even have a logo, a Lutherans Fly Latvia. Look at that. Yeah, look at that. At the conference, there was a pastor there, and he said he'd very much like me to. The conference is on a Saturday, and he said, I'd like you to come to my church tomorrow and preach. And I couldn't say no to that. So we did. It was St. Michael Lutheran Church, very old Lutheran church. It was built in 1604. Had steeple damage also. And these are, might look like nice white carpeting. That's concrete. A little runner down the middle. Again, there's no heat here. No heat. First time, this is a place where the heat wasn't turned on. There's no heat. All right? There's no heat in this building. And there's no running water. There's no bathrooms. And it's the first time I've ever preached and saw my breath. It's like, well, that's what the Spirit looks like. Well, you talk about saints. Talk about saints there. Yeah. Concrete floor now. They knelt. They knelt for the confession of sins. And they knelt for the prayers. And I was up in the front pew. And so I couldn't help but peek around because I knew there were some pretty old folks, elderly folks there, wise people there. You know, and they were kneeling down. They were knelt down. And they're all bundled up, you know, in nice, you know, coats. And they were there worshiping. And then afterwards we went back in like the sacristy, we would call it, I guess, where there was a little heater back there. A little heater. And that was their custom. Everybody went back there and they had tea and goodies, sat around this long table, and then pastor asked me to talk about what we were doing over there and Lutherans for Life and what that was all about, and talk about Giannis and what he would be doing trying to visit churches. And then the pastor talked about the fact that this Lutherans for Life thing, they're going to need money, and that they might be asking congregations for money. And one elderly lady, she was way back in the corner. I didn't need a translator. She just said something, kind of, and it was impossible. That was what she was saying, impossible. Because they're so very poor, you know, very, very poor. And so I told us, I said, could I tell a story? And I told a story about, we have one donor for Lutherans for Life. He's a young man who lives in a group home. But every once in a while, he will send us some coins in an envelope. And one time it was one penny, you know, 42-cent stamp or whatever it was then, and sent us a penny. And it was 2 cents. He sent 2 cents. Because that's important for the punchline of the story. He sent 2 cents. So I was telling this story. And then we continued talking more about what Lutheran's Life could do. And then we had to get going because, remember, there was no bathroom. And he said, so at the end he said, so what do you think we can do? What do you think we can do? And this lady, who was kind of grump before, she put down her fist and she said, we give our 2 cents. And a lot of 2 cents will go a long way. Too much fun. All right, then back to Riga, and they had this was October, this is like Sanctity of Life Month there for them, and they had an art display And they were able to display, see these little bumps there? They were actually concrete fetal models, little babies. 27 of them, because there are 27 abortions a day in Latvia. All right. Now that rate is a lot larger than here. So about 70 to 80% of pregnancies end in abortion in Latvia. And these, there were little inscriptions, and maybe I can, if I can read it. These were, there were 27 babies because of the 27 abortions, and then 27 reasons given why they had abortion. My mommy and daddy had begun to argue. Mommy blamed me. She blamed me for ruining her future and her plans. That is why I was not born. And that was written in English and Latvian and Russian. So it was three places. So in each little monument, if you would, had a different reason why this baby was not born. So similar sins, similar saints. People would walk by. Some people walked by not noticing. Others would read. Some laid flowers. It was really... And the reason it was allowed is because it was art. A very famous artist did this, and so they allowed it to happen. And then I also, and I'm sorry, I couldn't find in my notes the gentleman's name, but this is Don. This is Martin's Erbe, Gunta's husband. He's a pastor. And there's me. And then this guy right here is a member of their parliament. That's the building. He is the only pro-life member of the party. He is a lone guy. And we just ran into him on the street. And Gunda said, and introduced me to him. And I asked if I could have a picture. And then he insisted, we were about two blocks away, he insisted we go back and take it in front of the parliament building. So we went back and took the picture there. So we gathered together and had prayer for him, and because he really needs that kind of support. But there's a saint dealing with sins over there. All right, then a 12-hour train ride to St. Petersburg, my little berth there. Actually, did pretty well. It must have been the lull of the tracks or something. I slept pretty good that night. We went through. A little scare when we crossed the Estonia border. From Estonia to Russia, the guys come in to check your passports, you know. So they're going up and down the berths, waking people up, and you give them the passport, and they're looking at it, stamp. Looking at it, stamp. They look at mine. Walk to the front of the train. Don Richmond was down, and they looked at his, did the same thing, took it back. And pretty soon they came back and stand. We don't know. We don't know what it was, why they took ours, what they did with them. But my heart took a while to beat again. So. And then we got to Russia. Bad picture here, but this is Ari Guagaapi. He's the evangelical head of the bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Imbria in Russia. And he was very proud. They had just completed a history book of that church, and he had just gotten a couple of copies, so he was showing pictures of everything. And so it was good to meet him. And this is St. Mary's Lutheran Church, where we did a session that evening then, right in downtown St. Petersburg. This church, too, as if you can see in the architecture here, the balcony and how ornate it was, this was used as a theater. And then eventually got back to being a church again. And then here's a wonderful saint of God, Pastor Leif Kamp. He's a missionary to the Russian people in St. Petersburg, and he helped organize some of the places that I spoke at. And he bumped into a gentleman who was the head of evangelical non-denominational seminary up in Pushkin, Russia. And when he heard that there was this pro-life people from America coming, he wanted us to come up and talk to the seminary students at his seminary. And so we went up there, Don and I, and we were told, Leif thought we'd have 2 hours, so Don and I kind of divided up what we talk about. And we got up there, and this guy said, no, all day. all day. So we did. It was great. And we covered all the main life issues and in depth and had great discussions with the folks. And this was interesting, too. We went through the morning, and then it was time for lunch. And they ushered us into like an office area with this little table, and there was coffee and some chocolates and other food, and then we were going to eat there. And we said, no, we want to eat with the students, we want to talk to the students. And they just thought that was strange that, they were treating us like, royalty, and they didn't think we want to eat with the students because they were having some kind of soup. And he was describing the soup, and I said, that sounds good to me. And so we went down there and ate with the students and talked with the students. And during the meal, there were three women who were at this seminary studying religion. Guess what? One of those women confessed an abortion that she had. Got a chance to talk about the gospel and apply the gospel there to those. So it was good. And again, Leif, his Russian isn't, he's not a professional translator. He had a translator who was going to come with us, and they had to back out at the last minute, so Leif was translating. And we really had fun when we were doing biotechnology, and translating things like zygote and blastocyst and all this. And he would just kind of throw up his hands, and then he would talk with the students, and then they kind of came up with the word of what I had on the screen. And so it was kind of fun. It was on the job training. And so from Russia then back home. It was a 10-day trip. Wonderful saints, folks, just like you over there, dealing with the same kind of sins against life, many of them in an even tougher setting than we are in. But our Savior's at work there through them as well. So I want to thank you for allowing me to do that, because obviously it was your funds that helped us take that trip. We did get an incredible rate through a travel agency. My airfare and train fare and all that stuff from Minneapolis to Heathrow, and then a train to Cambridge, and then a train to back to the airport, fly to Riga, train to St. Petersburg, fly to Paris, fly back to Minneapolis. It was $1,350. Yeah. So I just want you to know we didn't splurge and spend your money. And I chose to sleep in a berth on a train rather than fly. Let's see. Questions? Yes, Doctor. Oh, yeah. Good question. He's asking how many nations, Lutherans for Life? There's three. Well, four counting us. There's Lutherans for Life Canada. There's Lutherans for Life Australia. And Lutherans for Life Latvia. Where there's official organizations, Lutherans for Life. Nothing in England. I did meet a young couple. There was a Chinese couple, actually, at that congregation who were living in London. And they were very interested in these issues. And I told Pastor Russ, that, or Van Fossen, that he might want to encourage them. But I didn't follow up myself personally. But it'd be a tough go. Pagan country. Are Christians persecuted in London? I don't believe to the extent that any more than we might be here. They're just kind of ignored, but not persecution like we would see in other places where their churches are being blown up and those kinds of things. No. Oh, did I notice a large Muslim presence? I did not. But I didn't travel that much in England. I did the church thing. We went downtown. It was night when we did all the downtown stuff. And then the next day I went to Cambridge. So I wasn't there very long. Children. Pastor? Opportunity for pastors to be involved in a trip like this and put together a little Lutherans for Life entourage of people and attack England. I hadn't really thought of that kind of thing, but I will. You bring the money and I'll buy the tickets. It would be kind of Don Richmond is, like I said, constantly trying to get me to go with him to various places. So maybe I can ask if I can bring a friend. Well, dear friends of life, thank you so much for the long day, long weekend you've put in being here. It's a long day, right? I mean, these things are hard, really, just sitting and listening and learning. But they're also wonderful because We've had a lot of, can't imagine a speaker here not have imparted something wonderful. Our speakers are just fantastic, and I've heard good things about everybody. So we thank all of them who may be here yet. Dr. Laverty, again, we thank you for your music playing for us in our worship service, and the Fiscus family, I think they've gone, but that was wonderful as well. Anything else, Diane? Anything else to bring before this group? Trisha, where are you? Should I say anything? Pardon me? Yes, you are standing, yes. Any closing comments? Keep your name, you can say. And while we have you standing there, some of you may understand what goes into putting something like this together, but it's a tremendous task. And Trisha is the one who spearheaded all of that and worked with the church and told all of us folks what to do. And we haven't properly thanked her yet, so let's do that now, please. And then while it remains standing, and let's close with the doxology, please. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.